That's one of the things on my list, by the way.
What?
How you just go and travel like it's no big deal. And I'm like, dude, stay home. Sleep in your own bed. Are you crazy?
I haven't traveled in there as much as we did right when David got hurt.
What are you thinking? Anyway.
Okay. Because I have a motel that I know the beds are nice.
Still.
And then I can have a good meal.
If I can do a day trip for stuff like that, problem, I do a day trip.
You don't have a good palate since COVID. I still love food. I'm
going
tonight
too.
So that I can have a good meal. If I went tomorrow, all I'd have is a meal at the church.
Well, here's the thing. You're stupid. Because if you were smart, you would go say, hi, talk. You don't eat the food.
Have you met my husband? We don't just talk. These are his people.
We're going to be there for 5,000. But like, why are you tying yourself down to funeral food?
Who says we're not? We'll do both.
Okay.
Tonight, in the morning, and tomorrow. That's three meals when I can only get one otherwise.
I'm happy you do it. You do you, because like, you love to do that kind of stuff.
I just do not. I just love a break from my family. That's all.
Cool. So welcome to a new episode of season two of Pod Run Radio. Today it's just Megan and I again, back to the OGs. So, who had this idea? Madeline? I don't know.
This one was mine, but the other ones I sent were Maddie's.
Okay, so this is called Five Things. And we're going to talk about five things that we think are similar with each other, but five things we think are different. And both of our lists are different, but we'll see how they stack up.
Yeah. Because I think everyone thinks we're very similar, so it'll be interesting
to
see.
And it's funny when our friends will text us and be like, are you together? And we're like, no. Like, we do a pop run without fail. I'm not going to lie, every day from 9 to 10. But then I don't see Megan. I don't even hear from...
No, we
text all day, but...
Some days we see each other, some days we don't.
Yeah, if we're showing houses or, like, working, yeah, but... I mean, I wish.
We just don't hang out in between.
We're just too busy with our own lives to really be together that much.
We're together in our minds.
In our hearts and in our minds. Okay, so like five things similar. Okay, you read your five things of what you think are similar, and then I'll read mine because we'll see how they stack up.
Okay, things we're similar in. We like the same fits and jewelry.
Okay.
Is that on your list?
Keep going.
We both love and live to laugh. Live,
yes.
Laugh, love. We both love pop.
Okay.
We both love houseplants/outdoor plants. We both love sports. A lot of times I wonder if anyone in town knows that we're married because we go to all sporting events together.
True.
Because David's not that into them, and
John's working.
Yeah.
So you'll come with me.
Yep. And we both love to read.
Okay. Okay. So talk to me through the similarities, though. What is similar for us with you with that?
Like, what about it is similar? We both wear a jean and t-shirt every day.
Mm-hmm.
Paula and Jackie are trying to send me fits for Vienna, and I'm like, Paula and Maddie, and I'm like, girl, I don't own that. I own jeans and a t-shirt, and I'll wear skirts some, mm-hmm, when I travel just because they're cozy, but mm-hmm, that's my legal limit on outfits.
Do you follow Nena and Co on?
Yes.
And have you noticed she's traveling to, where does she get them made again?
Guatemala.
She's traveling to Guatemala, and she's doing her packing fits and how she styles them with her purse. And so she keeps going, this is my travel outfit, this is my day one outfit. And the whole time she's doing these, I'm looking at her like, do I not know how to travel? Because I have nothing like that.
I don't feel comfortable how I dress
every day, which is jeans and a t-shirt.
Then I tried on my one shirt for them.
And they called Fiesta.
They called me Fiesta.
How dare you two? She looked adorable. That's the thing. You can tell our styles are the same because you sent it to me and I'm like, adorable.
Yeah, Jackie's like, yeah,
sent
take
it to
that.
Maddie and Paula, and they're like, that's a Fiesta, because we love our Mexican shirts. They're just so lightweight and colorful and pretty.
It's like as fancy as I get. And
yes.
If I'm going to bring a skirt, it's going to be a t-shirt with it.
And tennies.
And am I going to waste all my money on a new wardrobe? No.
No.
I'm going to use
to
it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when I was like, I want to be cute but cozy on the plane. And she sent me some really cute options of like sets. And I'm like, no, I would never do that. She's so much cuter than us.
I just need a $5 pair of Walmart pants.
Paula, you are way cuter than us. Yes,
you are.
I want to have a good amount of, I need men's sweats to have good pockets on the plane. Paula, I don't need a matching cute jersey outfit.
Paula is like our mom. She's just a step above in cuteness.
Yes.
And I just haven't since I've had kids. I don't even know if before I had kids.
I feel like I still was trying. Okay, I specifically remember. Do you remember the year before Abe died when I was in that melodrama?
Yes.
Okay, there, that's when you got cute, at least for the celebrations. We may have worn jeans and a t-shirt, but we had a nicer shirt for the celebrations. We wore some jewelry, blah, blah, blah. And I remember being in that melodrama. So for the morning for your breakfast and for the parade, I was wearing kind of like a cuter, flowy boho shirt. And then I went and did the melodrama. And I remember after I was done, I was like, I don't want to get back in that outfit. So I put on my Toms. At the time, I loved Toms. Mm-hmm. I put on a t-shirt and I felt like
back
I had
at home.
I'd come out of the closet almost. Of why dressing fancy. It just isn't for me. Like, I used to wear so many layers of fancy, schmancy. Everyone, like, I wore so much jewelry. I wore so much earrings. I wore huge, you know. And I still wear my turquoise, don't get me wrong, but I only wear my turquoise when I need to be half cute. Normally, same. I don't even wear
that's
jewelry.
That's an upgrade to me.
That's an upgrade. If I'm wearing jewelry, you know I'm trying to be cute. And so I'm like, it's just like, that is the moment when I realize that I will find my cutest t-shirt when I need to, but I will still be casual.
I am who I am. I'm Rosemary's granddaughter. Yes. Spitting image of myself.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I all of a sudden realized that I'm not going to be, I'm not cute.
So this is my question. Is it because they worked for several years before? Like, mom got fancier when she started working after having us. Mm-hmm. And Paula worked for a few years before getting married and having kids.
So they're cuter. No, I just think that
they're just it's a different little more bougie.
Yeah, I think it's different personalities. I think we just love our more casual. And I sometimes I look at somebody wearing like a cute jumpsuit or something and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be cute and try that. And then I'll see like Rhonda, who always looks super put together and cute, but she's casual. And I'm like, no, this is who
and
I
she
am.
Wears cozy shoes. I'm old and I need cozy shoes.
I'm wearing Reeboks
I'm bringing tennis
today.
Shoes every day there.
Yeah. Like, I don't even wear Toms anymore because they're not supportive enough. Mm-mm. So it's just like, I'll wear moccasins to church, but that's it. I need something that's going
to
like...
I'll wear sandals to church and then it's back mm-hmm, in tennies. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'll see cute people, especially when you're at the salon and everyone there's really cute. Decked out, like all the hairdressers and stuff. And I'm just like, do I need to be cuter? But then I also see girls that are more casual and I love it. Like a fit of like... Like what you were wearing yesterday, adorbs, sign me up. I don't know. That's just more who we are.
Well, yeah.
So.
Amen. So that.
Sorry, Paula and Maddie, but
you. Oh, I love you and you're both way cuter than me.
They want to put us on. What was that makeover show that used to be around on TLC when we were younger?
Oh, yeah.
They want to put us on that.
Mm-hmm. So on laughing, I just feel like that's how you and I both cope with everything.
Yeah.
Grief, hard things, good things. Mm-hmm. We just like to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pop's a given. We have a freaking podcast about it.
I know. Pop just puts me in a place of inner peace every time I pop one.
And it's cheap. And
it's probably more just like the, I think the act of like coffee and tea. And it's just the ritual of it that's almost more
amen.
Than the caffeine. That I think burn, Pop is just almost the ritual is more important even than anything.
Yeah. Amen. And then sports. I don't know. We just both grew up liking sports. Mm-hmm. Obviously basketball because that's mm-hmm. what we were raised in. But then Jackie's had boys play football and now I have Milo playing football. So
you just come with me to all that stuff when John can't. So here's my list. Number one, because I believe this is number one. I don't know why it was lower down on your list, but Pop is number one for me.
I know. I was trying not to be basic of all the
love
usuals.
Of Pop. Okay, so my number two said desire to be happy, to forgive quickly and be at peace.
Oh, very true. He went a little deeper than me. Our differences are a little deeper. I guess I was shallow in our similarities.
Well, just like, I feel like even though we've both been through really, really hard things, like we just really do have a desire to
be happy. We both choose up every day to wake up.
We're like, well, if we believe what we believe in our own personal religion and stuff, like we believe that, why wouldn't we access it and be happy? Yeah. Why aren't we utilizing what we believe if we believe it, which we do? So.
Truth.
And... just forgiving easily. One of my favorite traits about my son Asher is he just super forgiving and goes with the flow and doesn't, he has strong emotions, don't get me wrong, but he also is just why kind of like me. He just wants to be happy and wants to be, you know what I mean? And I really love that. I hope that I'm showing my kids that it's better to be forgiving happy. And happy than to be super cranky and intense. I don't know. My number three was cleanliness of homes.
Ooh, I love that we did different things.
We're not necessarily like crazy. There's people, we've shown houses and we're like, oh my gosh, we're disgusting. But then we've also shown houses and we're like, we are awesome.
I'm awesome. You're awesome. Our houses are perfect.
Like we'll go home after showing certain houses and like frantically start cleaning because it panicked us a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think everyone's level is different. But I think that we...
Ours is similar, for sure.
Similar. I mean, I get a little bit more obsessive with, like, organization of things.
I don't have as much to organize, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm not obsessive, so if I don't have it to organize, I don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like our dad, Kim, where, like, my bedroom, there cannot be 1 ounce of clutter in any surface ever, period. And mom is a little bit more lax. I don't know, are you? I haven't been in your room in a while.
No, I don't have any clutter. I don't love clutter either, but yeah,
I didn't think you did, but... Okay, so... Four, I said sense of humor. You had that on there, right?
Yeah. Loving laughing.
Yeah. It's funny. When do we tell this story when Abe died and I stopped eating? You just can't eat. There's no possible way for you to eat. There's just nothing will go down your throat. You can't even swallow. And so I started losing weight pretty quickly. And we were playing a volleyball game and our friend Paula Johnson was saying something about me being skinny, and Megan yells from, we weren't even on the same team. She yells from across the gym, it's because her baby died.
I've just eating. Been always a jealous because you're always smaller than me.
And everyone, like the court, like went silent. It was like crickets. Everyone looked at her like she was such a beat, and I was wheezing. I was laughing. We were both laughing at each other. No one else thought the joke was funny.
No.
You were just trying to be like, curse her, she's skinny.
I hate her guts for being skinny. And you'll see on our differences why she is and I'm not.
Oh, gosh. And then number five, I did reading and podcasts similar. But this is also both similar and different. We both love to read and we both, but you can get more podcasty and you will go on true crime binges that I do never.
Yeah, you're right.
Not
I shouldn't say the same genres necessarily, but we've spent the time doing it.
Yeah, like we both listen to a lot of books and we both listen to podcasts. And I will go on spurts. Well, sometimes a podcast is all I want to do, but...
The first half of the week, I have podcasts. And the second half of the week, I don't really have things that come out. So I go like Monday through Wednesday, podcast, and then books the rest of the week.
See, I'm like weeks behind everyone's podcasts. Weeks.
Well, that stinks because they're awesome.
I should go back and get on them for sure.
Yeah.
Because they are. I actually really like them. It's just hard when I'm like really invested in whatever book or series or whatever I'm reading. It's hard for me to break away.
That's why I commit half the week to one and half the week to the other.
You're,
I got to be even.
Well balanced. I even like Steven. It. Okay, so what about for differences?
I like to exercise and you like to create. You're creative. I don't feel like I'm creative. I enjoy decorating my home, things like that, but extracurricular creativity, not my cup of tea. I am trying to get skin cancer and Jackie's trying to prevent skin cancer. I will like lay in the sun and soak it up and she gives about 10 minutes and then she's under the shade huddling.
Well, don't you see sometimes women in their 60s who have had a little bit too much sun and they look a little bit leathery?
And I know I can't do this every year, but
I'm like,
this is my year of healing. The sun has healed me. So
take it and run. You look like a beach blonde goddess. So just take it and run.
Yep. I'll die of cancer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're more of a right brain. I'm more of a left brain. Diet Coke versus Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. You're musical. I am not. I feel like I can't read my notes. They're too sloppy. I feel like I'm more passive. I'm just content living the life. And you're more aggressive. Like, I'm going to change the world. I've got this plan and we're going to do it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that is.
It's not in a bad way because I feel like I still get a lot done, but I'm just I know you're a content person too, but you also have this inner desire. Like you think of all these businesses and all these things and I'm just like, I'm awesome just to be content here.
Sometimes I don't like that about myself. Like I'm just like, some days I legit just want to be like a trophy wife and be I'll doll up and be cute. And not do anything or make any decisions. I know this is sounds such a weird analogy, but I do have this desire just to not. But then there's a part of me that can't.
You
could. Like, I have to just constantly be thinking and dreaming and doing and...
And I hate saying that because then it sounds like I have no ambition, but I really do. It's just...
No, you do. You do.
And what I have, I don't need to change it.
Yeah.
I'm just content with fixing what I've got.
Yeah. So my number one was neediness. I think I need you more than you need me.
I had to bring her on this trip so she didn't bully me for going on the trip. Just kidding. I would have liked her either way. But in real life, she does bully me if I leave town.
Do not bully
you. Bully me.
Oh my gosh, do I?
Yes. You make me feel bad. And I'm like, I just, I'm in a different stage. Don't bully me.
It's
not bad.
It's just, I guess I just don't get it because I love, don't get me wrong, I want to travel the world. I just don't get the need to do it all. You might have the just,
I know, but I did a lot for a while
because we didn't know. Maybe I just don't understand. Oh, you bullied even like me. You now, like you leaving today, I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, why?
Why not?
Exactly. We're just different on that. I don't know. And I think you do need me. I don't think it's that. I just think
trust me, I need you. David and John are probably like, you guys are pathetic and should need us, not each other. Yes. What's the Sean and Gus thing that I love?
Oh.
On Psych.
On Psych. He was trying to say goodbye to him and he's like, I know, Sean, I know. We love each other. Like two men can love each other, but still have wives and families.
Exactly. That's us.
Yes. 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 And it's okay, even if it's just texting and stuff. But
yeah.
I'm a little bit more like, I like to talk through everything. So I'm like, Megan, I moved this around. Is it cute in my house? Megan, my I like is, to like have yeah. a voice to like talk things off. So I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And so, but then I don't know that you necessarily have to talk through things with me. Like you're just more introverted and private.
Yeah. But that's probably why we work.
Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, my number two is obsessions. So like I'll get these little obsessions on my mind and you just sit back and laugh and watch me go with it.
I have a couple, but not near like you.
I'll get a tick in my mind and it's like,
can't stop till you've done it.
I just get obsessed and see, you know it and you laugh.
That's part of the change the world. I'm like,
yeah, but I'm not changing the world. I know by what collecting you mean. That, I know, books. But that's
just like an example.
Yeah. But like, I'll just like, even watching TV, I can't watch a show without Internet Movie Database app pulled up and Google, because if it's based on a true story, I need to know the entire story.
You'll talk about actors and I don't have a clue who you're talking about. I've watched the same show. I don't know anybody.
I will find out who's dating who, who's married, who has kids of every person on that entire
That's why thing. You have Carly.
Yeah. I have to know all the facts and details of anything I'm interested in. I could
give a rat's rear.
So like if I'm really liking this show, I need to know everything about it. That's why did this person leave the cast? What happened? What was the drama behind it? Why did they have to do this? Why did they have to do this? Like, why is this new character on here? What happened to the old character?
The only time I Google that is if someone dies. Like I've been watching Death in Paradise and they switched a couple of the main characters. And so I Googled why. Other than that, I don't Google once during a show.
I
can tell you
why. I already know. It's because it's hard to live in the Caribbean for 5 months of the year and they all have families in London. So they're like,
no, that makes sense.
Can only do it so
And long. How many people can die on one island? A lot.
Well, it's kind of like every murder show we watch, like Shetland. Like how many people live in Shetland to be dying like this?
Maybe there's that many murders in Snowflake and we just don't know.
Could we ask the police how many murders are happening in Snowflake on any given day?
Maybe.
Because there are all these like Brokenwood mysteries. There are all these small town, sleepy exactly. towns, and then there's murder after murder. And the same amount of people are involved in each murder every time.
I know.
Frodo happens to be there every time. Like, what?
I don't know. I just don't want to move to that island. I'd be dead.
But like, I'll get like, oh, I'm super obsessed with Ted DeGrazia, the artist. And so like, I'll fixate on him and I'll collect him and I'll just like.
And then you find a different thing and move on.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
mean, you have your usuals. Books is always the usual, things mm-hmm. like that. But I have a couple. Water bottles. There's more.
Podcast sweatshirts or podcast.
Merch.
Merch.
I'm she a has sucker a lot for of merch.
Podcast merch. We need podcast merch just for making it aware our own podcast
I
merch.
Know, because I'm spending too much on other merch.
Okay. Yes.
Or like, have Carly on that with me, so.
Yeah. So number three I put is we raise kids differently.
Truth. I don't know if mine are good or bad, though.
Ditto, Megan. Ditto.
What do you mean by differently? Let's get example. This is different, though, because we're just in a different time and season, so it's very hard to compare. Because my kids don't have to do as much, but I don't have as much to do.
No, it's not that. Your kids are good workers. You've taught them that. I just think I know. Probably you're more lax than me. I would be like, no, absolutely not. Get in the house. Change your shirt. Yeah. And you're just like, but I feel like you have taught me.
You've relaxed a lot because I realize I got to pick my battles.
Well, you like we've like that podcast we listened to. We should link that. It mm-hmm. was probably the best modesty podcast.
Okay, but I've listened to every one of her podcasts, and I go with her vibe, and that's where I'm at.
Yes, because. Everything she did, because here's the thing is modesty has sort of gotten put out there as some kind of like you're sexually stunted if you want to be modest or like you it's all about sex where we grew up and mom didn't teach modesty because it was a sexual thing. She taught modesty because, oh, one day we're going to be wearing garments and you're so lucky. Like, that's like showing your commitment to God. It had nothing to do with like,
okay, but there wasn't sex. All the same styles either.
No, but it was just like, it wasn't like this. And it, the garments weren't degraded to like underwear. It was just like, it was a different thing. It was like a more, it was more of a spiritual like transition. Commitment to God. It had nothing to do with like, if you loved your body or hated your body or the patriarchy, it was nothing to do with that. And so my mind frame on it is just different, but our kids are coming at it with completely different.
Yes. And so when my girls became teenagers, I didn't know what to do. And I have listened to every one of her podcasts, Dr. Finley's Five. Let's get her on here. She does a lot of guests.
Oh, I would love it if we but did.
But I have listened to every single one of those and I subscribed to the marriage one.
Because she showed that it's not, and it was not the girl's job to keep the boys.
No, and she was more about reading the room. Okay, worthy. If you're going to a ward activity, do you need to wear a string bikini? No.
No.
Just read the room. And it's nothing to do with how you feel or how your body feels. It's just reading the room and making everyone comfortable.
I love that she made it private and public. Sometimes things are okay in private. Mm-hmm. In our home, it's okay if you want to go lay in the backyard in a bikini and soak up the sun. But maybe that's not a great decision. But maybe
at a church activity, it's not a great idea. In the middle
of a church activity, you know, like why ruffle the feathers? And I like that because it's like you don't have to make a statement all the time. And that's how
everything is in life. It doesn't even have to discuss modesty. Yeah, everything in life, you need to learn how to read a room. We're making
everything about modesty. And this is me too. I'm learning. I'm growing. Because I would be like, oh my gosh.
I am way more relaxed because my girls do wear belly shirts.
You're way more relaxed. But then at the same time, I've never had a girl.
But I've gone through harder things with them that modesty is like the bottom of the totem pole. I get it.
Because I've only had boys. And so I'm dealing with a whole other set of problems that you probably think I'm too lax on.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? It's just like, but like, I think probably I'm a little bit more strict and a little bit like.
You are.
Yeah. So we have differences, but yeah,
I just have realized important things to me versus it's not worth the fight, even if I don't agree with it. Let them figure it out now instead of when they're married with five kids like I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think our youth now have to figure things out a lot sooner. Yeah. Where they stand, what they believe, what they think's appropriate. And I'm not going to force anyone to do anything because I want them to remember what I've taught them.
Yeah. But I also think that's your own, you know, when you've gone through different, I don't want to necessarily faith crises because it's not like that deep, but like when you've had more questions than me.
Yeah.
And so we're just doing things differently. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
That was like one I had in my mind and I forgot to write down just the difference. You're much better at just feeling it and believing it. And I used to be, but unfortunately I just am more now like factual. And
well, what happened I think is my trial made the church almost easier to me because it was everything that was like everything just dropped out of my life except my son, who I can feel, who for me I can feel him through my religion, my temple covenants, etc., which you feel that strongly, you have that much of a testimony. Mm-hmm. But your trial blew all that up.
Yeah.
Blew it up. The priesthood, everything, it just blew up. Mm-hmm. And so that we had different trials.
We did.
So the way that we're going to come to these trials is going to be
exactly. That's why different. I think, hey, girls, boys, Cardston. And that's what I did once I stepped back from Cardston, realizing I cannot force him to do anything. You know what? He went out and found his own testimony and he went on a mission 3 years later. So for me,
it worked.
That's
for
what
you.
Worked.
Mm-hmm. And there's things that like I've seen that I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, that worked, that didn't work, but we're both going through that.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't say we have differences. Maybe we just are our like a different, like one's good and one's bad. It's just more like, I hope we're learning from each other. Like,
but you know what? You have relaxed. Things that used to bug me that I just decided weren't that huge of a deal, I've pointed out to you. That's what I like about each of us. I think we can take each other's opinion and take it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll say, that's not that big of a deal. You're stressing over something that's not that big of a deal, like drink coffee or something. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to be like, you're right.
In the scheme of things, it's not.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, obviously you don't want to and you're not going to, but you just realize, you know what?
I could
stress about a lot worse.
Yeah. And also when I've gone through a lot worse, I'm like, exactly. Yeah,
that ended up not being a huge deal.
Like, so it's fine. Yeah.
I think it just changes as we go through different trials.
Yeah. And I hope that like, because I think you had every right to be like, I can't believe how much I'm screwed by things that
were so grounded,
that
to
were
me my
so
whole
grounded
life.
To me my whole life with the church. I can't believe that's what's screwing me over.
Yeah.
And I hope that I've been like, well,
No, I still have a you. Great test, but it was definitely a growing.
Well, did I help you with that at least?
Yeah, for sure.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's been good to kind of bounce that off each other, because I do think that's important. Is like, I don't think either of us want to be in an echo chamber. We both want to grow and learn and listen to everyone around us.
Call each other out nicely and not me.
Like if you'd be like, Jackie, like, why are you fixating on this? It's not the end of the world. And I can be like, Megan,
Asher, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Exactly. And then I can be like, just because such and such happened doesn't mean this isn't true still.
Yeah, exactly.
Type of thing.
Exactly.
But it is interesting that our trials could not be more different from each other, but they also, it shows you what you start to doubt or what you start to worry about.
Oh, it definitely changes how you think of things.
Oh yeah. Everything. And so it's interesting, because sometimes the things that you say, I think, oh wow, that is a question for her. And then in my mind, I'm like, oh, that never even crossed my mind. It's exactly. crazy. So that's why I'm saying we're so similar, but we're also so different too. Mm-hmm. And it's been because of what our lives have gone through. And
because so growing up, we were raised the same thing and had the same thoughts.
It makes me almost feel a lot more compassion for everyone, even people who are not making necessarily the same decisions as me, because I see me and you even, and I think, oh man, their journey is so different from mine. We're not going to have the same outcomes.
We're being
because
we are extremely different.
Yes, it's almost like when you get married and you think, well, we were both raised in the same town, the same religion, blah blah blah, but there's no two different people. It's like, even like watching you, I'm thinking,
you might as well be from Baghdad.
Yes, we might as well be from Baghdad, Arizona. Like, it's just like I have more compassion, not like for, oh, I have no idea what their journey is. I just think they're great people. I love them, and everything's gonna be okay. Because
I think the best approach is we just try to not judge, and it's hard. We're all human.
Yeah,
we all
but
judge.
Not even just that, but just like love them and not sit there and fixate on what you think they should be doing, rather fixate on what they are doing and who they are and how, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, I respect you so much, and why am I fixating on all this other
look
stuff
at all these wonderful
you?
Things you've got going,
like, I'm not worried about you if you're not wearing your garments, because that doesn't matter to me. Mine matter to me for my reasons. Yes. and I think everyone has their own different
exactly.
Anyway,
but it's been a growing few years for us that way.
It really has. We've gone through a lot. So number four, exercise, body image. And I know that I can't really talk about that because
she's been skinnier her whole effing life.
Okay, but I haven't been like I've had my
I know, and I realize there's more to life than skinny. It's just something all these women, including myself, get a tick in our brain, and it's stupid
and it's
dumb.
Hard to watch, because I know people can look at me and be like, you can't have an opinion if you're skinny. And so
that
I
was
feel
David's
stupid.
Biggest problem growing up. He got bullied for being thin, but if he ever said anything about a big person, by golly, he got an earful.
Oh yeah. I mean, people that compliment me don't compliment me. They're mad at me, but that's their way of complimenting. And mm-hmm. I've learned that it's just a compliment. They're like, oh my gosh, why do you look like that? I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to. I'm just on good mental medication that curbs my appetite.
Well, I'm on the same one, and it doesn't
no,
curb
you're not.
Mine.
I'm on a higher one than you. I've told you this like four times.
Brett, can we raise the bar?
We're in the same class of things, but I'm on something different, completely different. Because I have more issues than you. I have more anxiety. But yeah, like, it's almost like anger at me, but I can't.
It's just jealousy.
It's fine, but like, sometimes, like, when I watch you with your like, body things and stuff, I almost like, would be like, God, just give me 40 pounds so I'm heavier than her so she doesn't.
Then you'd regret praying for that 40. Trust
me. No, really, I would. I would do it just because I don't want you to, I don't know. I,
to
it's
be
hard
jealous.
For me to watch you. Like,
it is hard because I work my bum off.
How, like, well, just how much you've cared about it over the years, too. It's a lot of energy.
And you know what's interesting is just a couple triggers when I was little have ticked in me that long. It is pathetic.
We need to be careful what we're saying.
We need to be careful what we're saying, because I've had a couple comments that were just cheeky, and you know I like to laugh, so you think I would be cheeky, but no.
They've influenced you.
Yes, and it's in my mind, logically, I know it's stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm good right now. I'm off sugar. I feel really good.
I know, you look amazing. But I'm like, we need to be careful that we're not constantly talking about exercise.
I don't talk about it in front of my girls.
Constantly talking about our bodies, constantly talking about eating or not eating, like, just stop.
I don't in front of my girls at all.
Yeah,
just
our
because
mom did
I,
it. It's no. not that. It's just, yeah. It's just, you got to be so careful what you're saying. And what you're even saying with your granddaughters around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't say I'm fat, I'm skinny, I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, I just,
yeah,
I'm very careful with how I because approach my boys too. Because my boys do get a lot of flack from coaches or from friends about how skinny they are. And I have to make sure that I'm not making that worse at home.
Well, you got to realize, like, too,
you need,
like,
to gain weight, get to the gym.
You blah, have blah, blah. Asher and Liam and Caden, who are all built so different. I've got my girls. I've got one that's 5 feet tall, tiny, built like Jan. And then I have Piper, who's built exactly like me. So I can't go out talking about that because they're never going to be the same, no matter what. They're not going to be built the same. And I just want them to love them for them. So I'm hoping, I'm trying to break my cycle.
Which is so interesting because I know people who have to watch that kind of are like, you can't even talk if you're skinny, just shut up. But I feel like it's been interesting for me to see, like, I wish I was more like you. I wish I was as strong as you. I wish that I had the desire to exercise like you did. You're healthier than me.
See, I'm in a good place right now, but it feels like that.
I know, but like you're like self-control to go off sugar. Like, you have a lot of things going for you because of that drive, whereas I could probably use that a little bit more.
It is a good thing. It has made me super strong, and I am in a good place right now. I'm what I am. I'm living good. I feel happy.
But when you're
I'm
not, it kind of breaks my heart. And then I feel like I can't even really talk about it because it's literally trained in people. If you are thin, you cannot talk about it.
I know.
It's Shut so up.
Stupid.
Be quiet. Sit down.
Yeah, it's stupid. Vicious cycle.
Well, I hope you know you look amazing.
Thank you. I have worked very hard. Yeah, when people say that, I'm like, thank you. I've worked my bum off.
Like, you haven't, I don't think there's anything wrong with any kind of weight loss plans or anything, like the diabetes pill or anything like that. I think everyone who does that is great, man. But you haven't been able to do any of that.
I plumb did it on my own, and I'm so proud of myself.
You did it literally without 1 ounce of help, and you just exercised, went off sugar, stopped eating. And she has a will of iron.
I should say I stopped eating as much. I'm eating. I'm not anorexic at all.
Well, like Jill. No, oh, for sure. Jill and I will like eat a pastry in the morning and Megan won't because she's intermittent fasting. And she has like a will of iron. She won't go vary from it. And I'm so impressed. Like, I think that it's helped me. Like, when I would be like, oh, I wish she didn't have that. I wish she didn't have to deal with that. But then there's a part of me that's like, wow, look what she does because she deals with that.
I do have a lot of willpower.
Like, maybe instead of crucifying ourselves for worrying about our weight, it's okay if you do a little bit because it makes you stronger. It makes you, like, it's okay. Like, so I kind of was like, Jackie, no, let her, if that's making her so strong and have such a willpower and be so.
Well, and I just feel good now.
She's so healthy. Because it wasn't just okay the weight. If it gave her that, good. If it gave you that result, then maybe we're all given our different
trials
for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you might think that I'm like super creative, but I also have a lot of anxiety with that because I feel like I have this need that I don't know if will ever be met with that.
Really?
Yeah. And I also think then I have a lot of like self-doubt, like, well, you're just not creative enough to really do anything with it.
That's,
but then there's a
part of
that
me, doesn't cross my mind.
There's a part of me that like stresses out that I'll never do the things that I want to do creatively because it's too hard to do this and this or break into this or do this. And then I feel just so,
isn't it interesting? Our self-doubt.
I feel so like a will I ever be able to really realize my dream with that? Some days I'm like you go through ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm like, all I need to have is my creativity in my home. My children are a part of it. My, you know, that's all that matters is I'm fostering that. But then there's another part of me that is like, I'm not fulfilling that part of my brain that I wish I was fulfilling. Mm-hmm. So I have that constant tug and pull. So it's just different tugs and pulls. Like, yeah, you have it with that.
It's
with
interesting
exercise,
that how
and
different
I have
it
with creativity. And then, yeah, my fifth one, traveling. I feel bad if you think I bully you. I don't mean to. It's just because I might feel differently. When you go to so many football games in the Valley,
see,
in Tucson,
any of those.
In like next Wednesday, I'm going to Prescott. Like, they're all over the place.
See, I go nowhere for sports.
All over the place. I'm pooped. I don't want to go anywhere extra.
And you're going to like five games. I go. None of my kids in high school are now play sports. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that. So I need outlets.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's probably it. You're already traveled out.
Yeah. I mean, as excited as I am about this trip, all that will probably satiate me for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll me too, for sure.
John thinks it's going to spark a new love of traveling. And I'm like, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, I'm super excited, but I'm super nervous because I'm such a homebody. And
I
that
am
is a
too,
long
but I think
time.
This goes towards parenting / traveling. I think it depends on our spouses.
Yes.
John's a homebody too. David's a traveler. So we're just meeting in the middle because I'm a homebody. And as far as
John, are you kidding me? John would be traveling just as much.
Really?
We just don't have the money for it. But he is such a wanderlust. Like he wants us to move every other day.
I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
Yeah. We just can't.
But as far as strictness too, I think because David's so chill and John is more strict. Not in a bad way. We should probably be more strict.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it depends on the spouse too.
How your kids. Mm-hmm. So true.
Depends a lot on who you marry, because you and I were raised the same, but mm-hmm. David and John weren't. Mm-mm.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's a big part of our raising and of our travel.
Because
you think about what other people spend money on. Everyone's just different. Mm-hmm. Like James loves a new car. Well, who doesn't love a new car? But it's just different. Mm-hmm. So that's a random side thought.
I agree with you. And I think it's probably all just because that's the way it works. Like John and I are a good team for our kids, mm-hmm. for our specific kids' personalities. And you and David are a good team because your kids have their specific personalities that's more what works for them, you know? And I have learned from you because you're older than me and you have some kids older than me. I've learned a few things about like what I need to, I don't know,
but I like that your kids are nice and respectful. Yeah. You can noticeably respectful. Spice's biggest goal this year is to get suspended his senior year. And I'm like, number one, that just humiliates me. Why would you do that? But if you do that, it better not be out of disrespect to any adult. So I don't know how he thinks he's going to pull it off. But if I'm humiliated one day laying in bed crying, it's because my son got suspended on purpose.
But isn't that kind of funny? I don't know. That sounds like something I would have done.
It's just so dead serious that I can't help but laugh.
He's going to have to come up with an idea in his head. I mm-hmm. don't know.
But I said he cannot be disrespectful to adults for it. So we'll see how he does it.
It's a hard one.
I'm proud of him. Just kidding. Like, where do they come up with this? I would have been way too wussy.
When he talked on Sunday, I was just, my heart was full of so much love for him. He's such a good kid. So
he is.
It's not like.
They do those things and redeem themselves, thankfully. One day he wants to get suspended. The next day he's giving a beautiful talk.
Yeah.
So
I'm not one to talk. Dad's first suspension ever of all time in the intermediate school was Asher Lewis Brewer.
But it wasn't on purpose. Spice wasn't on purpose.
What's his plan, honestly?
I have no idea.
That's hysterical.
He's a weirdo.
He wants to go out with his senior year with a bang.
I guess.
He needs to go get with all the Unabomber's from my high school. They can teach him how to.
You couldn't get away with that right
now. Oh no, they'd go to jail.
You go to jail, not suspension.
I love it. I think our differences and our similarities are
probably why we get along good. We gotta have both.
Yeah, and she can just sit back and laugh at my little ticks I get on, or like when my brain wanders, she just patiently waits for me to come back to earth.
I got on your thing. I saw one of your cups that you were collecting and even sent you a picture. It was the wrong one, but I was impressed. I remembered.
I know. You knew what I was trying to accomplish.
I was
on
the hunt for you.
Thank you. Yeah, and definitely our style. Although you can go cowgirl and I don't. No. But you got a little cowgirl in you.
I do. How else will I be a rodeo queen in my mind?
Yes, you have to be a cowgirl to do that.
Exactly. And there was the cutest girl. I stopped up in Maverick yesterday, and there was this girl just so cute cowgirled up. I'm like, I've got to break out my cute cowgirl garb.
It's a little hot. That's why.
I know. I have to wait till winter to be a cowgirl. It's too freaking hot.
I know. So for our trip, maybe we should start sending each other fits to yay or nay, and not anybody else that doesn't get us.
I hope Paula and Maddie know I love them. I just am like, I don't own what you're telling me to try on. Floral honestly, dresses, I don't own any.
Honestly, they'll look better traveling than we.
Oh, they'll be beautiful.
Yes, absolutely.
Maddie and Mom are going to be prancing around like babes, and you and I are going to be like 10 steps behind them in our t-shirts, sniffing our noses. You know, like when you... Hicks from the sticks.
We're going to scream Hicks from the sticks.
We'll follow the two beauties everywhere we go.
Yep, we'll look like we're just their entourage, like they're ladies in waiting. But
maybe I'll try some of Maddie's outfits on that would fit my big toe. One of her little tank tops. I could fit one bosom in.
Listen, this is my dare to you for the trip to put one of her swimming suits on.
What if I stretch it? It doesn't go back.
Because I saw a picture of one and my first thought was photo shoot with Megan just for fun.
Okay. Or at least one of her shirts, something.
Just something.
That we know will stretch back in. We know
we'll go back to Maddie's size after, but I want you to get in it and we will laugh.
Okay. I will do a photo shoot. Then I'll make her try on my clothes and see them fall off.
You can have a dare for me on the trip. That is my dare for you on the trip. All is right. To try to get one of Maddie's outfits on and we will all.
Oh, I'll get it on. I just won't be. I'm just laughing, imagining
maybe
it.
Maybe the string bikini will be on one boob only.
One bum cheek can fit in that.
No, because
it's, it's cheeky. So
just it'll just be on like half your
No pictures allowed. That's all I
no
say.
No pictures, but it will give me a laugh.
We'll report back because we are going to call in. We're going to do one more next weekend before we leave. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to call in from Vienna one mm-hmm. time and do an on-phone one, talk about our trip, and from Budapest.
So I will be able to tell you if Megan got into one of Maddie's bikinis.
Stay tuned. Yes. All right. What's your good thing for the week?
So I got my passport on Monday, and it was a big deal for me.
First one ever.
I've never had one. I cried. So maybe I do want to be a traveler because I cried.
You talk about travel all the time, but then you can't pull the trigger. I think it's because your babies. It's time and season. I had zero desire when I had kids to go anywhere.
Okay.
But you'll still be a homebody because I'm still a homebody. My kids don't think I'm going to make it. Well, they are betting against me making it the whole 2 weeks.
But I'm more like the comforts of life. You know, I bought a machine to try to shrink down a pillow and blanket to put in my suitcase.
Well, the good news is we have a washing machine, so we can pack extracurriculars like that.
Yeah, because I like literally the thought of like not having my own pillow and blanket. I'm a creature of comfort.
You want your little books around you, your pictures on the wall.
In fact, this is gonna make you laugh, but ever since we went to Hawaii and I was only allowed to take a carry-on and didn't have my normal, ever since Hawaii I have had a reoccurring dream where I'm in Mexico, I'm with all of our friends that go to Mexico, and I'm trying to pack two suitcases of books.
Oh my gosh.
I take the books down with me. I unpack them. And then we're all trying to leave. And you know how when all of a sudden everyone's ready to go? Everyone's ready to go. It's like a mad dash to get the heck out of there. Oh, we leave at like
the crack of dawn.
We're like, we're done. We're packing. And in my dream, I'm trying to pack up. And I'm thinking, why did you bring all this crap down here? Why did you bring a box of books? What were you thinking? And so I'm frantically, I have the same dream. Different locations. different like same people are always there, same group of people, and like the few people I can see in my mind, and then we're at a different house or a different location, and then sometimes we're not on the beach and I'm like, why are we even here? We're not on the beach. But every time I'm trying to frantically pack all this crap.
Okay, you get
one. So maybe
one.
I need to get rid of this. Maybe I need to shed the skin of crap.
Yes, you need to bring one book and that's it, because what if you buy books? Because you got to add to your Mark Twain collection that David started for
bring,
you.
I'll bring one
book. You can bring one to read on the plane.
Okay. I need a Kindle. I never wanted one, but I'm starting to think I need one because it just has come to my mind lately. It would be a lot easier to take with me, and then maybe I would stop having this dream.
Maybe.
Like maybe if
you
I had a
have
Kindle
50 books on it.
With all my books on it, then I would go to Mexico and not feel like I needed to bring 50 books. Because when I go to Mexico, I bring like 5 books. I may only read once or twice, but just the thought of...
I don't think I've ever seen you read in Mexico.
The thought of not having a book... In fact, but you haven't seen me because I've had the babies. When we went to Mexico after Abe died, I read like 3 books.
Wow.
On the trip. So it's just now I'm chasing
have
the babies.
Too. Yeah.
But if you had seen me, like the time I went with the Brewers, I read like 3 Agatha Christies in 1 week.
Okay.
It like I need to make sure I have the stuff. And so that's why I keep having this dream where I don't have enough books
to
read.
Girl, get a Kindle.
So that's my new thought. Do I waste some of my trip money on a Kindle? But it might make me have less anxiety and more peace of mind if I get one. So I'm thinking about actually getting one before we go.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Anyway, so that's my good thing is I can't believe, like sometimes I start crying just thinking about the fact that I'm going to Europe because... John teases me every day. You wish you lived in England. You wish you were British. And he might not be wrong because all of my decor is British inspired. All of my reading is mostly British authors. Mm-hmm. All of my humor is British. All my shows I watch on TV are British. It's just...
Well done.
Yes.
That's all I'll say.
Bob's your uncle.
Well done.
So yeah, like I the thought that I'm not going to London, but the fact that I'm even going to Europe, I can't even believe it. And we're going to... the birthplace of classical music. Like, I can't believe I'm going to be there.
The hills are alive.
I cannot believe I'm going to be where Mozart was. and where Beethoven went and where Chopin tried to get to eventually. Like, he's from Poland, but I can't believe it. Like, I can't, it's almost like it's not my real life, because this is just stuff that like little Jackie dreamed of doing.
You're going to become a world traveler now.
And I'm going, and I'm like, yes, we're going to be Sound of Musicking. Like,
we're going to do a TikTok reenactment.
Like, I just can't even believe it. My mind is blown. Like, I almost don't think it's going to happen. And so, like, I'm really...
Well, don't say that.
The fact I have a passport is just huge for me. It is huge. Anyway.
Awesome.
What's yours?
I showed home yesterday to our friend from Twisted Sugar, Katie, who I love, a random new friendship from,
yeah, she's
from Pop.
Amazing, yeah.
It was the best home I've ever seen on the mountain. I'm dying. It is perfect.
I keep thinking about it too, and I didn't even go.
We're heading there right after this.
Just looking at the pictures, I was like, oh,
it is perfect.
Gosh.
We'll set some pictures on our Instagram because it's to die for.
Yes. And I'm shocked that I like even the style, the decor, the finishes. It's like a perfect storm for me.
Yes.
The mid-century modern design, the split level floor plan.
Completely gutted, but completely redone in mint condition. No little light things poking out, nothing. Yeah. I mean,
if you're going to list your home for this much, there better not be little flaws. Sorry.
It's big enough that her and I are buying it to share. And I get the upstairs and she gets the downstairs. You can come be on the middle level.
Okay.
It's big enough for all three of us.
I'll just come share when I can. No big deal.
No, it's big enough for all three of us.
I'm excited. We're going to go see it then. It's so fun. That's why we do love being agents, is we love seeing houses.
And just sometimes, this is the first one that has blown in my mind.
Like, it's so fun and so entertaining. And we love showing houses. Like, we're really good buyer's agents. In fact, we're good listers too, obviously. But like, if you need a house, call us, because
you
we
want us to
can
give you a vision?
See the potential and the vision in anything.
Right now, this is a, what's it called? Like a vacation house type thing. So it has a lot of beds. We could sleep 30. Did we try every bed and every couch? Maybe.
Yes. Because she'll make it a vacation home unless she needs it, right?
Oh, yeah. But we're probably saying too much on here about her, but yes.
Oh, poor Katie. Katie, would you like us to talk about all of your personal life right now?
How much do you weigh? How much pop do you drink a day?
Remember how we put out applications for a new friend? Maybe you're rethinking that, because we might share everything about you that we know. So,
and what year are you born?
What
I think her and I are the exact same, actually.
Well, we'll allow it.
Maybe that's why we're sharing a house.
Yes, maybe.
All right.
Cool. I'm excited to see it. Well, that was a random one, but thanks for listening, and yeah.
Peace out. Overtired, overworked, underpaid, under pressure. Always tying up loose ends. The unchained.